Today we're talking with the Reverend Ted Hager, who is part of Novell's Open Audio program, and he's here at Scale, which took place on February 10th and 11th, to talk about virtualization and Novell's offerings. You want to talk to us a little bit about the things you were talking about in your talk?
Sure. Well, Scale's a great conference. It's a very much an enthusiast's conference. You know, I work for a vendor of many vendors that come here, but this isn't a conference that's centered around vendors the way like Linux World is or anything. So we tried to focus our talk usually on more of the practical end, the how-to and the, you know, what we're doing in virtualization, those kind of things. So when we took on the talk, we looked at it and said, you know, you got to do demos. You got to show people actually how to use this stuff. You got to lay out the concepts, but you don't get into all this, you know, hey, total cost of ownership, return on investment, and, you know, all the different, you know, buzzword or bingo words, if you would. So what my colleague Aaron Quill and I did, we're both in there in the just a few minutes ago. What we did is we tried to take on first, here's the basic concepts of virtualization. Here's what the Zen project is. Here's, you know, VMware and things like that and some of these things. And then what we tried to do is lay out, here's how you actually use this on SUSE Linux Enterprise or OpenSUSE, which is the distro that we work for. Then we tried to get into some of the things about what it gets into as far as data center management and things, like how do you deal with when you need more processes during a high order time, like let's say if you're an online retailer and you have that hit that starts happening in November and all the way up through December 25th or so, how do you handle the scaling that you need? How do you get the resources there? Or quarter end in any organization that's sales oriented or, you know, has revenue to track, there are certain machines, like maybe certain parts of your SAP system, that are going to need more processing power and stuff. So what we did is we showed something called ZenWorks Orchestrator, which is a product that Novell is working on right now. It's in pre-release at the moment. Few customers are piloting it, and this is actually something that allows you to have liquid management of machines. And what I mean by liquid is you can actually set up policies and things so that CPU power, processing power, throughput, whatever you need, actually flows according to policies and can be purposed on multiple different machines and can be depurposed or rolling off of machines so that you actually have a way of intelligently planning for when you're going to scale up, when you're going to not scale up, and based on trigger events like CPU utilization gets up to, you know, 75% or so on a machine, okay, spawn another machine for that same purpose now. Maybe it's an Oracle database or maybe it's MySQL. Bring it up, let it scale on that. You know, when those two machines get up to a certain amount of utilization, bring up a third machine online and then roll them back off as the CPU utilization comes back down. That kind of stuff is what we were trying to show in the session.
Okay. Now, during the session, when you guys mentioned working closely with Microsoft, there was a little audience pushback. Do you want to address that at all, kind of?
Well, yeah, I mean, when you're dealing with the Linux community, and that's what I deal with pretty much full-time in my job, you're dealing with people who have the ideals of free software in mind, and free software meaning not by price, but freedom on software. Microsoft has been a company that has been antagonistic to the ideals of free software for some time. They've had their Get the Facts campaign and some things like that, where there's been news that's been spread around, or the FUD, the fear, uncertainty, and doubt kind of things that they've put out there as a campaign. And it's an ongoing thing with them. So there's a lot of people that look at Novell working with Microsoft. First of all, it's a deal with the devil as far as what the free software community believes in. You know, they believe in the intellectual freedom of software. And many of the people that are here at this show, myself included, hold those ideals pretty strongly. So a company that does a deal with them is going to have some issues right off. Now, that right there, I think, is excusable on its own. There is another part of the deal that we did with Microsoft that actually gets a lot of people's dander up, and that's that part of our deal was based on patents. And there's a lot of people that say, you know, you've kind of sold the freedom of software out by having intellectual property covenants and terms inside of the contracts. You can argue it very effectively on either side, I think. What Novell was really responding to, though, is we looked at it and said, customers who want to buy Linux, customers who want to adopt Linux, customers who want to employ Linux in their data centers had been telling us, No, because we don't know what the ramifications are. We could be sued by Microsoft. We've heard this. Microsoft's Fear, Uncertainty, and Doubt campaign has done some good work out there. And there are people that fear another thing like SCO coming along and that kind of thing. And so what Novell did is we said, okay, how do we manage to allay these fears? We'll do a deal with Microsoft. We know that Microsoft has to worry about some of their software as well. Novell has a pretty impressive patent portfolio, most of which has been put into the defense of free software, by the way. But we actually signed a deal with them to get them so that customers could have a covenant from Microsoft that said, we will not sue you if you're using SUSE Linux. And so that's what some people are actually reacting to right there, because it does put Novell in a strong position for the purchasing of that customer. The customer is going to look at our distribution and say, wow, that distribution is perhaps the one I'm going to go with. And so some people actually look at that and say, well, that doesn't really jive well with the freedom of the software.
Also, you work on Open Audio for Novell. Do you want to talk about the Open Audio podcast? And
Sure. Novell Open Audio is a podcast that my co-presenter in the session, Aaron Quill, and I started up about just about a year ago. It was just, I think, a couple days after Scale was done last year, Scale 4, that we started up this podcast. We actually had done some research with podcasts that existed in the industry and had listened to a few and realized that, you know, hey, this is a great medium for people who are the techies who really want to get information out there. And one of the things that a lot of people have said about Novell in our years of being there, both of us have been there almost a decade, they said, you know, hey, we don't get the information from you guys easily enough. And, you know, there's not an easy way of finding out the technical information. And when we do get information, you know, it's marketing buzzwords all over it and things. So he and I are a couple technologists, and we said, well, you know, let's start a podcast. Originally, I was the host of it, and he was kind of a correspondent doing some of the interviews. And then we kind of ended up co-hosting it. We found it worked just a little bit better, kind of like the morning radio show or whatever. Now what we get to do is we get to talk to anybody inside Novell or related somehow in the free software or open source community. And we talk to the different people about what they're working on and things. We talk about various Novell, even proprietary projects and things, all on Novell Open Audio. And this is our way of kind of getting it out there so people know what's coming next. They'll hear from the product manager, lead developers, open source luminaries like Nat Friedman or Miguel de Acasa. You know, a lot of different things like that is what we try to get onto the show. And the show's really not so much about Aaron and myself. It's much more about the people that we get to interview, because there's so many brilliant engineers at Novell that it's a shame that they don't get a chance to be out there more. And so that's what we try to do, is we try to get their ideas, their way of thinking, some of the culture that's at Novell that people don't really see through some of the marketing, you know, front pages on websites and things like that. People can get back into the next level behind.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much.